तपः शौचं दया सत्यम् इति पादा कृते कृतः अधर्म अधर्माश्रयस्त्रयो भग्नः स्मयसङ्गं मदैस्तव. इन् द एज् ऑफ सत्य your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, but it appears that three of your legs are broken due to the rampant irreligion in the form of pride, lust for women and intoxication. And amongst these four, only one is remaining in this age of Akali. And that has explained in this verse. Idanim dharma padaste satyam nivartayat atyaha tam jigrukshatyo dharmo ayam andrutena iti takkalihi. You are now standing on one leg only, which is your truthfulness, and you are somehow or other hobbling along. But quarrel personified. Kali is known as quarrel personified. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there are mostly Kali chelas in this age of Kali, or present scenario we can see in the society. People are more of followers of Kali. Because for small reason, they are ready to fight with you. Any damn reason you take, they are there to fight with you. Why? Because all they are Kali chelas. Even in the group of devotees, they always try to differ. And Prabhupada says, you need to be very careful. Because this is how the Maya works. She creates always discrepancies in devotees, in their opinion, in their thoughts, in their behavior. So one has to be very, very careful. Because already the whole environment is surcharged with all negativities. And somehow other we are coming together, perform devotional service. And in that also, if we start to find out the discrepancies, then what will happen? We'll destroy the whole ambience, which is very important for us to progress in spiritual life. And that's why one has to know that what are the things are prominent nowadays, and which one is lacking, and which is the only one leg of dharma is present now, and how to care about that, and how to take care of that. So which one is there now? Truthfulness. Prabhupada in the purport, he writes, the principle of religion do not stand on some dogmas or man-made formulas, but they stand on four primary regulative observances, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness. See, nowadays people, they have created their own standards, their own religious principles, and they want to follow it, and they are propagating that also. Like communists, they have their own religion. What they say?
No God
at all. Why to bother then? There are other philanthropists. What they say?
Nar, Seva, Narayan,
Seva. Manav Seva, Madhav Seva. Serve humanity, you will serve God. Where are those principles coming from? Are they there or given by the Lord, or they have created by people? That we need to understand. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the age of Akali, there are vanchaka vanchita sampradaya. There are cheaters and cheated. People who want to get cheated, that's why there are people who wants to cheat. In the previous ages, people in masses were trained in following these four regulative principles, or these four principles of religion. And the first one is
And Prabhupada says that that's from the childhood. That's what our Gurukul system is. Because the whole human form of a life is meant for self-realization, not for anything else. Why is it so? What's the speciality of this human form? Higher consciousness. Okay, second?
Ability to inquire,
yeah.
Language?
Animals, they do have language. And they can relate with others.
They have knowledge without language.
Not necessary. Because language is not the media through which you can achieve the knowledge. Because that is revealed to you by the Lord. Lord Himself says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam tena mam upayantite. Because every animal has their language and they relate with each other. Anything else? For? They consider among the animals, the elephant is more intelligent. Then what's the difference? Sada sada viveka buddhi. That's the rational intelligence, or what they call it as a... That is, the intelligence through which he knows that which is good, which is bad for him. And that's why he knows, because developed consciousness. And the symptom of developed consciousness is inquisitiveness, that he asks, he inquires about. As per the Vedic system, this whole thing is start from the beginning of life. And life begins from the age of 5. Kaumaram acharayita prajnyo. The intelligent people, they start observing all these four principles of their life from the age of 5. And the first one here, it is said that austerity, tapaha, means to accept voluntarily things which may not be very comfortable for the body but are conducive for spiritual realization. This is what it means, austerity. And the first thing Prabhupada says that fasting, for example. Why we have to fast? Well, I wanted to lose my weight. It's too much now. Huh? I wanted to have a glowing skin. Huh? To control, that's good, because jiva vegam. But to have some silly reasons to fast, and Prabhupada clearly here says that, not for the purpose, like some political purpose or something else. In India it was very prominent previously, that's amaran uposhan. But fasting is not meant for that. Fasting is meant for to control our tongue. Because, as explained by Jagadananda Pandit, he says that, Shivera lalasa iti uti dhaya, shishnodara parayana krishna nahi paya. What it means, Sujan? It's typical East Bengali Bengal. Jivera lalasa iti uti dhai.
So, the desire of the human being is like non-ending?
Jivera lalasa iti uti dhaya shishnodara parayana krishna naipai. The person who is taken away by the tongue, jivera lalasa, because of the desire of tongue, he goes from here to there to taste different food. Oh, today we'll go to China restaurant, tomorrow we'll go to the Mexican restaurant, day after tomorrow go to Indian restaurant. Why? To taste different food. To satisfy the urge of tongue, test. Taste or test? What do you call? How do you pronounce that?
Taste.
Okay? To satisfy the test, they go here and there. And he says that Shishnodara Parayana, who is indulged in satisfying not only tongue, but belly and genital also, because all they are in the one line. If one is not controlled, then other two will not get under control. And such a person will not able to gain. Yeah, he will not able to achieve Krishna. And the first and foremost austerity, at least in this age of Akali, is controlling your tongue. What happens? There are five different coverings or koshas that one has to elevate himself. Annamay, pranamay, jnanamay, vidnyanamay, and anandamay. And right now in this age of Akali, people are in the first kosha only, that is annamay. If you don't get food, it stops working. They go mad. Why? Because everyone is on that gross level. And in this age of Kali, it said that Ahara Shuddhi, Sattva Shuddhi. If your food is pure or is in the mode of a goodness, then you will be in the mood of goodness. Ahara Shuddhi, Sattva Shuddhi. If your food is in the mode of a goodness, then your existence will be in the mode of a goodness. And then Dhyas Smritihi, then you will get the proper intelligence and remembrance of God. So the what is the biggest austerity in this age of Akali then? To control the tongue and have a food in the mode of a goodness. Because it said that jaisa khaya anna vaisa bane man. The type of food you eat, that type of consciousness you will get developed. So if you want to progress in spiritual life, then what sort of food you should have? Salty. Sattvic. In the mode of a goodness. And Prabhupada says here that fasting which are meant not for self-realization but for some other purpose are condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 17.5 and 6. Shastriji, it said here, Ashastra vitam ghoram tapyantye ye tapo janaha dambahankara sinyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha karashanta sharistam bhutagrama chetasaha mam chaivanta sharirastam tan vidhi asuranishayan. Those who undergo severe austerities and penances not recommended in scriptures, performing them out of pride, egoism, lust and attachment, who are impelled by passion, and who torture their bodily organs as well as the super soul dwelling within are to be known as demons. And such a demon is the Rashtrapita of India. They honor him like that. Who has totally changed the intention behind the fasting. Actually, we need to understand this. Otherwise, sometimes what happens? We give more importance to such activities and we forget the real principle that need to be established and followed. And in this age of Kali, there are so many cheaters. They are there to cheat you. So you need to be very careful. Then the next one, Prabhupada says, the cleanliness is necessary for the mind and for the body. Simply bodily cleanliness may help to some extent, but cleanliness of the mind is necessary. And it is effected by the glorifying Supreme Lord. See the simple principle of cleanliness. Our scripture says that when one goes and passes stool or touches something which is so contaminated, he should take bath. Nowadays here they don't use water even for that process. So what sort of cleanliness that we are maintaining? And they consider that is the sophisticated way of living. While eating they need tissues to clean their hands. Even though ample of water is there, they will not go and wash their hands after eating. Why? No, we are just clean with the tissue. But scripture says if one has touched his mouth or anything he has put it in the mouth, he should go and wash his mouth and hand first. And without doing that, if someone goes and reads scriptures, he is not going to get any knowledge. That is the uncleanliness. So that is of the body. Then what to speak of a mind? Whom you talk, how you talk, whom at you look, that also shows the cleanliness of your mind. And unless and until mind is clean, there is no question of concentrating it or using it for the service of the Lord. What was our yesterday's discussion on the 12th chapter? What was main point that we discussed yesterday? Mayyavesha mano yemam. What Lord says? Mayyavesha. Engage your mind unto me. Avesha. Or mayyarpita mano buddhir. Offer your mind for my services. If you want to really please the Lord and purify your existence, then you have to use your mind for the service of Krishna. And if it is not clean, do you think are you going to use it for Krishna's service? What we do generally, anything we get it for the Lord, we go in the market and we find out the best one. Then what about our mind? We need to have a best mind also. And how to cultivate that mind? How to cleanse this mind? In the second chapter of this Bhagavatam, text number, I think 17 to 21, it is clearly mentioned, the process of cleaning the mind. What is that? Exactly. Shrunvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanat. Hridayantosti abhadrani vidhunoti suratsata. To wash our clothes, we use detergent. Huh? The best one. So same way to wash our mind, our heart, there is one detergent. And what is that? Krishna katha, hearing about Krishna. Shrunvatam svakatha Krishna. If someone hears about the Lord, from the devotees of the Lord, what happens? Punya Shravana Kirtanat. By hearing and glorifying the Lord, it increases your pious credits. Hridayanto asti abhadrani. Whatever abhadra is there, impurities are there in the heart, they get cleansed away. Vidunoti surut satam. That happens immediately. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके. सो व्हेन यू विल हियर दैट इफ योर माइंड इज क्लीन, अदरवाइज इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. And then Prabhupada says here, a godless civilization cannot cleanse the mind because it has no idea of God. If you don't believe in God, how you will hear about Him? And if you don't hear about Him, how you are going to cleanse your mind? And that's why here, after each four, there is one psychiatrist. Even the psychiatric has to go to some other psychiatric to treat himself. If you don't believe in God, who is going to believe in you? And to cleanse our mind, the only one way to believe in God and hear about Him. Otherwise, it's not possible. He says here, a godless civilization cannot cleanse the mind because it has no idea of God. And for this simple reason, people under such a civilization cannot have a good qualifications, however they may be materially equipped. Mandanam Lokaranjanam, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it's like a decorating a dead body. Is that going to help you anyway? So if you are not equipped with this godliness, then definitely he says you are like a dead body, which is of no use of decorating it. The resultant action of a human civilization in the age of a Kali is dissatisfaction. So everyone is anxious to get peace of mind. This peace of mind was completely in the Satya Yuga because of the existence of above mentioned attributes of human beings. So the simple solution for getting rid of this disturbance is to practice these four regulative principles. Gradually, these attributes have diminished in the Treta Yuga of 3/4, in the Dwapar to hell, halved, and in this age of Kali to 1/4. Which is also gradually diminishing on the account of prevailing untruthfulness. That's why in the court also, they keep hand on religious books, take oath, and still they lie. By pride, either artificial or real, the resultant action of austerity is spoiled. By too much affection for a female association, cleanliness is spoiled. By too much addiction to intoxication, mercy is spoiled. And by too much lying propaganda, the truthfulness is spoiled. The revival of Bhagavata Dharma can save human civilization from falling prey to the evils of all descriptions. So most important thing for us, to follow this four regulative principle. So again, this verse is explaining about why we have to follow. In the previous verse also it has explained, and this verse prominently says why, because already 3/4 has lost. You have only 1/4. So take care of that and make progress in spiritual life. Hare. Yes. By pride, either artificial or real, the resultant action of austerity is spoiled. Tapa. Tapa is meant for what? And if you consider yourself as a body, pride means identity. Either the real identity is I am servant of a God, and false identity is I am body, I'm having so many this degrees, PhDs, this. So these are the artificial things that we are dumping on it. Oh, I'm a doctor. Forget about the body, now I'm a doctor. So these are the artificial impositions on your own identity. That's what he is speaking about. Okay, we'll have a arti. Hare Krishna. He says that iram shariram parinama peshalam. This human form of life is affected by the different things, parinamas or effects. So what are they? This human form of a body undergoes six different stages of life. First, it takes birth. There is a birth. Then it grows. Then it produces, reproduces the other body. Then it exists for some time. It dwindles and then dies. Taking birth in this world is also not the very happiest thing. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that prakriti, the different activities that we have performed in our previous life, we get the human form of life or any kind of a body in this material world. Karmanad daiva netrena jantur deha prapatyate. According to the activities that we have performed, this material nature gives us this human form of a life. And that's why we can find there are different varieties in the human form also. Some are tall, some are short, some are fair, some are black, some are brown. There is an ample of varieties. Why? Karmana, because activities that they have performed. And these activities are also temporary. Because whatever happens in this material world is controlled by the modes of material nature. They themselves never remain same. They keep on changing. In a day also we can see. Day is also divided into three different stages. Early morning to 9 o'clock it is considered as in the mode of a goodness. Then from 9 to 6 or up to sunset, it is considered in the mode of passion. And from rest is mode of ignorance. So what's the duration of mode of ignorance? Almost 15 hours. So even the effects of modes of material nature, they are temporary. They are not permanent. So the cause and effect, which is the material body, is also not permanent, it is also temporary. As Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehino asmin yata dehe kaumaram yavvanam jaraha. In this human form itself, or lifetime itself, we change our body so many times. Like a Kumar Avastha, from 1 to 5, we have a different body. From 5 to 15, from 15 to 20, from 20 to 30. Like that, we may be saying that this is me or this is my body, but this body also keeps changing. Even medically also proved now. Every 7 years, all cells in your body, they get totally changed. So if someone is like a 21 years old, then he has already 3 times changed his body. If someone is 49 years old, then already 7 times he has changed his body. So this body is not a permanent. It keeps changing. So same way, the relationship that we have acquired along the lifetime with us, they also keep changing. So the biggest weakness of this material body, it is temporary and it always keeps changing. See, generally what happens, whatever the energy that someone has up to age of 15, that is not their rest of the life. It becomes, these kids are so energetic. No? Whole day, they are jumping around and doing all sorts of things. But as they grow, they lose their energy actually. And when we have a brains, we have intelligence, we have so many things to do, but we don't have energy or physical strength to execute that plans or desires. Because this body is temporary. And that's why Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaram Acharat Pragyo. The intelligent person should start worshipping the Supreme Personality of a Godhead at the age of 5. So that whole energy that they can use it for the service of the Lord. And then you can come over this particular weakness of the body. Even though this body is temporary, but if you utilize it for the service of the Lord, that can give you a permanent result. Because whatever devotion you perform in this lifetime, it never gets, halted. If you take a next body, then it continues with where you have stopped. If you have stopped at 50%, it will start with a 51% in the next birth. But not the material education. Someone may be having a 4 PhDs and he dies. Next time he takes birth, again he has to start it from kindergarten. But it never happens with devotional service. It continues. Birth after birth. So, the most important thing that we can understand, even though this body is temporary, but we can make use of it to achieve the permanent result. And that's by rendering devotional service. Second thing, it creates bondage. In what way it creates bondage? Exactly. The first of all, we think ourselves as this body. So we get bound by the conception, the misconception that I am this body. Not the spirit soul. Deha means I am this body. Then the things related with body. Me and mine. So what comes under the mind? There are 10 different things that come under the mind. The first of all is my family, my friends, my country,
my house,
my animals, my servants, my master,
my religion,
my status in the society, and my wealth. So these 10 things, they come under the banner of mind. And what they do? They keep you bound in this world. And generally what happens? This bondage or these ties, what we are cultivating throughout life, they are useless at the time of death. The first and foremost thing which we are too attached to, we are caring for so many years. Throughout the lifetime, we spend tens and thousands of dollars to care for this body. But at the time of death, who leaves you first? Your body. Then, the things related with the body. You can't carry your wealth. Like Alexander the Great, when he's supposed to quit his body, he called his most dear friend and he told him that, when I die, just take out my both hands outstretched from my coffin and carry me. He said, what sort of a desire is this? Why do you want to do that? He said, I wanted to show the whole world that this Alexander the Great, who almost conquered this world for the pursuit of achieving tremendous wealth. After death, he is not carrying anything with him. He is going with empty hands. So the wealth, this body which he have cultivated, even the family members, as Shankaracharya he explains that yavad vayo nivasati dehe tavat kushalam pruchati gehe. As long as this life air is present in your body, everybody comes and asks you, oh, how are you? How's everything? But once that life air leaves your body, anyone dares to come here and ask you, oh, you are lying for so many hours, why don't you get up? Nobody comes. Gatvat vayu deha bhaye bharya bibhyati tasmin kaye. Bharya means wife. The woman who has spent so many hours, days, nights with this body in isolation, she also says, take this body now. Never calls as a husband now, take this body out. They can't keep it more than few hours at home. Then maybe the family and friends, wife can come up to the door. Friends, they can come up to the cremation. Son may stop up to, really the everything gets burnt into ashes. But nobody comes along with you. So the cause of bondage that has been created by this body, they are all useless. They make you get bound again in this cycle of birth and death. So that's the weakness of this human form of life. Then the third thing, cause of different roga, diseases. Idam shariram parinama peshalam patati avasham shatasandhi jarajaram. It has hundreds of joints, asti joints or joints of bones in this body. And we don't know which one will start causing trouble. Generally, when the winter comes, then we realize that we have some joints. When our knee starts paining, we believe, oh, really, you know, I have a tremendous body ache. Why? Because shrata sandhi jarjaram. Jarjaram means they get dwindled. They get deteriorated day by day. And it causes pain. So this whole body causes you pain. And if you ask for some medicine, that will not work out. Why? Because Ayurveda says, purva janma kritam papam vyadhi rupena badate. Whatever sins that you have done in your previous life, they come in the form of disease in this life. And you suffer for that. Either you go to the doctor or you don't go to the doctor. As long as you are supposed to get troubled with this trouble, you have to suffer it. It's not going to change. One thing that can change this fact, and that is Govinda Nama Anukirtanam. Even Ayurveda says, if you chant the holy name of Lord Govinda, worship him, then the sinful reactions of your previous life, they get eradicated. So one sinful reaction has gone, definitely roga will go. The cause of roga is your papa or sinful activities that you have done in previous life. So if you get nullified that sinful activities, definitely you will get rid of disease condition of life. And that's why he says, idam shariram parinama peshalam patati avasham shatasandhi jardaryam. Kim prachati aushadam duramudamate. Why you are asking about medicine, you fool? That's what he says, not me. Why you are asking about the medicine? Niramayam Krishna rasayanam piba. Niramayam, which will take you and make you healthy. That is Krishna rasayana. Generally, in Ayurveda, there is the last stage of chikitsa or treatment. It's called as a rasayana chikitsa. When the other forms never works, then they start giving rasayana. Rasayana means the essence of medicine. That is an intake that you can take through your mouth. So when you take that rasayana, it immediately gives its effect.
So here he says, if you really want to get better in your life, get out of all the disease condition. We have bodily diseases, we have mental diseases, we have intellectual diseases even. To get rid of all sort of these diseases, what do you have to do? Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Drink this Krishna Rasayana, the name of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we need to understand for what we have got this human form of a life. And it has its own weaknesses, and we have already seen it goes under the transformations. Whatever karma you do in this human form of a life, that will give you the next body. If you read the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, chapter 28, it explains about different kinds of hellish planets. And which sort of activity you perform, then you are destined to go there, has explained everything. So whatever activities you perform through this human form of a life, in this life, will give you your next birth. So one has to be very careful. This human form of life is called as a junction. Or what they call? When you travel by air. Like from here you have to go to Amsterdam, then be there and then transit. So this human form is like a transit. If you take this one, then it is decided. The activities that you perform in this human form of life, that will decide what will be your destination. Whether you will go to the heavenly planet or you go to the hellish planet. And it is explained that Udvam gachanti sattvasto madhye tishtanti rajasa adho gachanti tamasa. Means the people who are in the mode of goodness, they will destined to go to the heavenly planets. People in the mode of a passion, they will remain on this planet, or which is known as a Bhumandala. Bhumandala means not only a earth, but there are other planets around the earth. So they will get captured here only. And adho gachanti tamasa. The people who are ignorant and who have performed activities like animals only. Animals only knows four things. What are they? Ahar, Nidra, Bhaya and Maithun. Eat nicely, sleep nicely, have as much as sense gratification and produce ammunition factories to protect yourself. See, being a human being, if we engage ourselves in cultivation of these four things, then it's nothing but spiritual suicide. And the whole mass of people now, they are engaged in that only. And they think that is what their development of civilization. Previously they used to eat with the fingers, now they are eating with the forks and knives. They think that is their development. We won't need forks and knives to eat grains, do we? Can you eat a rice with a fork? Can't. Maybe some Chinese they can do with that sticks. But not everyone. Not all the human beings. Only meat if you have to eat, then only you need a fork. Because animals, they have their own claws. They have long nails which they can tear it off and cut it and eat it. So they need it, not the human being. But we think we are more civilized when we use fork. But rather than becoming a human being, we are becoming animals. So what will be our destination? Generally they say, you are what you eat. So if you eat animals, what you are? An animal.
So if you want to be a human being, what do you have to do then? Need to understand. Because this human form of a body is meant to inquire about why. Why we are here. Only human being can do that, not animals. And the people with the propensity of animals, they will not do that. They will not have a question, why we are suffering, why we have to follow this particular thing, where we have to go, what are the things that we can apply in your own life which will give us a real peace of life. This life is meant for that, to inquire about, to think about, to discuss about. And if we don't do that, then we are not human beings. We are like animals only. Dvipada Pashu, that's what the scripture says. The two-legged animals. And Prabhupada says, unless and until you follow the golden rules or four-legged principle, you are only a polished animals. So we have to decide whether we have to become a polished animal or we have to become a human being. And to understand this, to analyze this, this human form of a body has given. Athato tattva jigyasa. It's meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. What is the eternity? How to achieve that? That's the goal of this human form of a life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question, any doubt? Actually, today was Sri Hayagriva Puja and Saraswati Puja. As per the Vedic calendar, today is Vasanta Panchami, the day when we celebrate the new season or Rutu. Vasanta, which gives jubilation in heart. So today is the day that we celebrate that Vasanta Panchami. And as per our acharyas, this day should be celebrated by offering newly bloom flowers to their lordship and chanting their prayers, beautiful songs for their pleasure. And it is said that from today till the Devashayani Ekadashi, the day when Lord goes to sleep and the beginning of Chaturmasa, there is one particular raga which is known as a Vasanta raga. That's the time only that raga can be chanted for the pleasure of the Lord. So one of our Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, he has wrote one wonderful song. So we'll sing that song. And along with that, all of you can, Sundar Priya Mataji will give you a flower petals, take that petals and offer it to their lordship. Because that's the way that you can celebrate this Vasanta Panchami. And Hayagriva Puja and Saraswati Puja, already we have done that in the morning. And we have done some Akshara Arambha or starting the Vedic education for kids also. So, today the second half of a kirtan, we will sit. I will display this song on the screen here. Please follow with me. Is that okay with you? Okay. This song is known as a Vasanti Rasa. So this song was written by Narottam Das Thakur. He is one of our previous Acharya. And he was such a great personality. Even though he was a Grihastha, he wrote many books which explained about the glories of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And especially he was the one, he wrote two books. One is a Prarthana and one is Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his spiritual master, Gaurkishal Das Babaji Maharaj, he used to say, do you want a Krishna Prema in two Anas? Anas was that time a currency of India. Like it was in 1800 century. Maybe like 1 cent. Do you want a Krishna Prema in 1 cent? How many of you would you like to have Krishna Prema in 1 cent? Nobody? He said, just buy these two books, Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. Because all the necessary things that you need for spiritual life, those have explained in this particular books. I think, can you read this?
Yeah.
Ah, it's okay. So it goes, Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Manohara Avritta Kalindinire Rajahamsa Kelikare Tahe Shobe Kanaka Kamala. तारमध्ये हेमपीठ अष्टदले वेष्टित अष्टदले प्रधान नायिका तारमध्ये रत्नासने बोसियास्यन दुईजने श्यामसंगे सुंदरी राधिका और उपलावण्य राशि आमिया पोड़ी चेफासी हास्य परिहास संभाषणे नरोत्तम दासकोये नित्यलीला सुखोमय सदाई स्फुरक मोर मने. Translation goes like this. Beautiful Vrindavan is filled with the Chintamani gems and many jewels, palaces and temples. Many regal swans play in the waters of Yamuna, and in those waters a splendid golden lotus flower grows. In the middle of that lotus is a golden place surrounded by 8 petals. On these 8 petals, the 8 principal gopis reside. And in the center, Lord Shyamasundar and beautiful Srimati Radharani sit on a jewel throne. The great beauty of the divine couple and their charming joking and laughter continually showers nectar everywhere. Narottam Das says, I pray that these blissful, eternal, transcendental pastimes of the divine couple may be always manifested in my heart. Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Mano.
Peter, Ashtadale Vesh.
Padale Pradana Dahi
Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhama Ratana Mandira Manohara. Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhama Ratana Mandira Manohara. Avritta Kalindini Re Raja Hansa Kili Kare Tahe Shobhe Kanaka Kamara. Avritta Kalindini Re Raja Hansa Kili Kare Tahe Shobhe Kanaka Kamara. Shobhe Kanaka Kamala. Tahe Shobhe Kanaka Kamala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Thank you. Shara Govinda Dev Bhagavan Ki Shri Dham Vrindavan Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.